弟兄姐妹平安。It is good to be back with you this morning.
非常高兴今天和大家在一起。
Trusting Jesus every day.
每天信靠耶稣。
Trusting Jesus all the way.
我们每一生都信靠耶稣。
That's what we all want to do. That is our prayer, isn't it? Even as we sang the song.
这是刚才这歌声也是我们的祷告。
It is good to be back with you.
非常高兴回来。
I just returned from China last week.
我上周刚从中国回来。
So I'm still kind of getting my days and nights straightened back up again.
我还得调时差。
I was in Xiamen. Anybody from Xiamen?
厦门。
Okay. Right.
弟兄去过厦门。
And I was also in Sichuan. Anybody from Sichuan?
我去四川了。
Okay. So I had a blessed journey.
这非常祝福的一个旅途。
Meeting with different Christians and sharing the Word of God.
很多弟兄姐妹在那边有分享。
I was with part of the time I was with a minority group called the Nosu. The Nosu, they're part of the Yizhu, Shaoxu Minzu, part of the Yizhu, but they're called the Nosu.
Nosu 还遇到了一个少数民族的一帮，彝族的一帮。
They have a different language.
他们语言是不一样的。
They wear different clothing.
他们穿着也不一样。
And they also eat differently.
他们吃的也不一样。
They do not use chopsticks.
他们不用筷子。
They just have a large pot in the middle of the table.
他们中间有一个大盆。
And everybody has a spoon, and we just eat together out of the same pot.
每个人用一个绳用一个勺子从一个盆里往外拿吃的。
So some things are different.
他们的很不一样文化。
But some things are the same.
但是好多事情是一样的。
All of us have a need for Jesus Christ.
都有我们每个人都有他们也有需求对耶稣的需求。
And God's grace is sufficient for all.
神的恩典够我们用。
And that is true for us this morning as well.
今天早晨同样也是适应我们在这里的聚会。
So let's pray and ask God to speak to us this morning.
我们一起祷告求神对我们说话。
Oh, Father, we do ask that you speak to us this morning.
天父，我求你对我们说话。
Your servants are listening.
我们你的仆人在听。
So we pray that your spirit would work this morning.
我求你的圣灵在我们心里做工。
That your words would come to us with power.
你的话带着能力到达我们。
And even with deep conviction.
即使我们 yeah.
That we might know you more.
好让我们更多的了解你，
And that we might walk in your truth.
我们好在你的真理里边来行走。
We thank you for Jesus.
我们谢谢你，耶稣。
Thank you that He is the bread of life.
谢谢他做我们生命的粮。
And that He will satisfy our soul.
他为了我们的缘故而献上自己。
So speak to us this morning, Father.
天父，求你对我们说话。
We pray in the name of Jesus.
我们奉你的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We already read the verses this morning about Jesus taking a little food and feeding thousands of people.
刚才我们已经读了这个故事，就五饼二鱼的故事。我们刚才
You've heard that story many times, haven't you?
大家我想都听到过好多次，读过好多次。
You know, when you get together with your family, when you have kind of a family reunion,
当我们有在家里全家有在一起的时候
you like to remember things that happened in your family a long time ago, right?
对，你通常会记住在这个家庭里边过去的一些点点滴滴。
And when we gather together as a family, we say, "Do you remember when this happened? Or do you remember when that happened?"
通常问别人就说，哦，你还记得过去发生的这个事那个事吗
？And every Sunday morning, we gather together as a family reunion.
我们主日聚会的时候也是我们一个大家的。
And we remember what Jesus has done.
我们也是在来问我们耶稣给我们做了什
么。And we say, "You remember when Jesus did this, and you remember when Jesus did that."
你记得耶稣我们做了这个，耶稣我们做了那个。
And we are just in awe of His power and His love.
我们是在他的这个大能下，还大在大爱
之下。So I know you've heard this story many times.
我想我们都听到过很多次这个故事。
And one reason you've heard the story many times is this is one miracle that is recorded in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John.
这是一个神迹，在三本福音书里边都记载的。
So you've read it many times.
约翰，所以我们听了好多次。
But I want us to see the miracle again afresh.
让我们一起来再来复习一下这个神迹。
There were two things that happened just before this miracle.
在这个神迹之前发生了事，有两件事。
One thing that happened was Jesus had sent his disciples off to serve without him with them.
耶稣把他十二个门徒送出去服侍。
And he gave them a message and he gave them power as they went.
耶稣给他们了话语，给了他们能力。
And they had gone and served in many, many ways.
所以我们的神在用很多的方式来服侍。
And they've been blessed by seeing the power of God work through them.
然后我们看到了神的能力。经过这些门徒
and now they've come back to Jesus.
然后他们回来了，从他们的服事里边。
And they just want to talk to him and tell them what happened.
他只是想沟通发生了什么事。
So they want to get away from the people, from the crowds to a quiet place.
他想到一个安静的地方，他们好讲，好分享。
A second thing that happened was their good friend John the Baptizer had just died.
第二件事就是施洗约翰刚刚
He had been in prison and he had just been killed.
他在被关到监狱，然后他被处死了。
So they at the same time they had the thrill of what the disciples had done on the missionary journey, but now they also had the sorrow of their good friend that had just died.
所以他们这两件事同时都在发生了。
So it's time to get away from the people, get away from the crowds to a quiet place.
所以他们要先离开众人，要安静的有一些分享。
You and I also at times need to get away from the crowds to be alone with Jesus, don't we?
有时候我们也需要离开这烦恼的人群，好安静的和神也在一起。
To just talk to Jesus.
好跟神沟通和耶稣
沟通。And listen to Jesus.
然后听他对我们说话。
And let his words feed our soul.
然后让他的话语能对我们的灵说话。
So they're getting away to a quiet place.
所以他们要离开到一个安静的地方。
But it didn't work very well, did it?
但是没不他们不是按计划。
Because when they get away, there's actually a crowd of people who ran ahead and were there waiting for them.
但他们离开的时候，有好多好多人在那要跟在等着他们，在跟。
In verse 34 that we read, it says Jesus landed and saw this large crowd of people.
对啊，第三十四节的时候看到了有一群人。耶稣见到许多的人。
And we wonder what will Jesus' reaction be to a crowd of people.
我们很要想知道耶稣对他们这么众人的反应是什么。
Now, I have to be honest with you. In Columbia, Missouri, I do not know what a crowd is.
在哥伦比亚，真没有这么多的人群，这么拥挤的人群。
I've only learned the meaning of the word crowd by being in China.
只有到了中国，真的体会到了这个人群的含义。
You know what it means to have a crowd, don't you?
大家也许知道什么叫人群。
I remember one time I was riding on a bus in Beijing.
有一次在北京坐公交。
And there were people crammed all around me.
人们在我身边挤得到处都是。
And I couldn't even get off the bus stop when I needed to get off. I had to stay on the bus. That was crowded.
到站的时候根本都下不了车，人挤人。
But as I'm riding along, I think, I better check the money in my pocket.
有时候我在想看我的钱包还在不在。
And I reached down to my pocket.
我就把手伸到口袋里边。
And there's another hand already in my pocket.
我摸到了另一只手也在我的口袋里边。
And I grabbed that hand and I pulled it out of my pocket.
我把那只手拿出来从我的口袋里边拽了出来。
But it's so crowded, I don't know whose hand that is.
人太挤我都不知道那是谁的手。
Now that's a crowd.
这叫拥挤，这叫人群。
Jesus is trying to get away to a quiet place and he runs into this crowd of people.
耶稣想到一个安静的地方，可是呢遇到了这么多拥挤的人，这么多人群。
And what's going to be his reaction to the crowd?
那耶稣的反应，对这个人群的反应是如何呢？
Is he going to be impatient and say, why are you in my way?
耶稣会非常不耐烦地说，你们干嘛要挡着我的拦住我做要做的事。
Is he going to be upset because his schedule is interrupted?
耶稣有点恼火吗？因为他本来的计划改变了吗？
Is he going to see the masses of people as just something to be ignored?
还是说耶稣认为这群人就把他们就忽略他们，把不理他们？
But he does none of that.
但是耶稣没有做上面说的任何的一件。
It says he had compassion on them.
但他说的耶稣是怜悯他们。
He didn't see crowds of people, just people in the way, but he saw them with compassion.
那耶稣看他们是带着无限的怜悯来看他们。
And he began to teach them many things.
他要教他们很多的道理。
So he pours out the word of God to them.
他就把这个神的话赐给了他们。
But it's getting late in the day, and so the disciples are thinking, we need to eat something.
但是那时候天将晚了，大家都饿了，他说应该是吃饭的时候。
And this is, I think maybe this is the only place in the world where there's not a McDonald's close by.
这可能世界上比较少的几个地方没有麦当劳在附近。
So the disciples are saying, let's send the crowds away so they can go get something to eat.
所以他的门徒说让大家离开散去，好他们自己去找吃的。
And Jesus says in verse 37, he says,You give them something to eat.
耶稣说，在三十七节说，你给他们吃的。
It seems impossible.
好像是不大可能。
And the disciples begin to think how much money this would take to feed everybody.
对，这门徒就想了，你多少钱才能喂饱这么多的人呢？
But then Jesus asked the question. That's the question we're asking today. Verse 38. How many loaves do you have?
今天我们耶稣问了他们一个问题，有多少饼？
How many loaves do you have?
你们有多少饼？
What's in your hands?
你手中有多少？有什么？
That you can give to Jesus.
你可以把它给耶稣。
And Jesus can take that little and bless.
然后我们的神耶稣会把这一点点变成更多，来祝福更多的人。
So they find five loaves, little loaves of bread and two small fish.
只有五张饼，还有两条小鱼。
It's really just a boy's lunch.
也就是够一个小男孩吃的，也许。
Two small fish sandwiches. That's all it is.
两个小鱼有两个 sandwich， 是有两条小鱼各做一个。
And Jesus takes this little and he has the people sit down.
耶稣拿到了这五饼二鱼，让大家坐下。
And he gives thanks to his father for what he has.
他祝谢，向神祝谢。
And then he takes this and then he begins to give it to his disciples and they begin to give it to the people.
然后他祝谢以后会把这些饼给门徒，然后门徒递给众人。
And we see an incredible miracle happen.
这是一个非常大的一个神迹。
Because everybody ate and everybody was satisfied.
这五饼二鱼神的祝谢以后让这么多人众人都吃饱并且都吃
饱。And they had more left over than they had to begin with.
并且剩下的比当初的还要多。
That is a miracle.
这是神迹。
So as we gather together as a family this morning, we remember, you remember when Jesus did that?
我们今天早上聚的时候，你记住，你还记得神
做了吗？ Do you remember when Jesus took just a little bit of food and he fed thousands?
耶稣拿了只有五饼二鱼，他喂了五千。
Do you remember the power of Jesus?
知道我们神的大能。
Do you remember the love of Jesus?
你还记得我们神的大爱。
Do you remember the care of Jesus?
你记得我们神对我们的关怀。
It's an amazing miracle.
真的是一个非常奇妙的神迹。
This morning I want us to look at seven things we can see about Jesus in this miracle.
今天早晨我们来看七件事，借着通过这个神迹。
The first thing I want us to notice is that Jesus saw people with compassion.
我们第一件事看到的，耶稣看着众人是带着怜悯去看他们。
He didn't see the crowds as an interruption to his schedule. Rather, he saw the crowds with compassion.
他不是说因为人干扰了他的这个计划，而是说他看着人反倒是觉得这需要怜悯。
He wasn't annoyed or impatient with the people, rather he saw them with compassion.
他没有被惹恼，而是给他们施怜悯。
And the reason he saw them with compassion, verse 34 tells us, because they were like sheep without a shepherd.
这原因是他怜悯他们的原因是看他们像一群羊没有牧人的一群羊。
How do you see people?
大家我们是怎样看待人？
Do you see people like sheep without a shepherd?
我们看人是觉得他们像是没有牧人的羊吗？
If a sheep has no shepherd, there's no one to lead them.
如果没有牧人的话，没有人去跟他在一起。
No one to guide them.
没有人去引导他们。
No one to protect them.
没有去保护他们。
And no one to lay down his life for them.
更没有人为他们舍命。
So Jesus, when he sees a crowd of people, he sees them like sheep without a shepherd.
当耶稣看到众人，他看到的是一群没有牧人领养的羊群。
He sees them that they have a need for a shepherd. They have a need for a savior.
耶稣看到了他们需要一个牧人，需要一个救赎。
Do you see people that way?
我们看人也是这样吗？
I think sometimes it's easy for us to think there are three groups of people.
有时候 很容易我们有三群看到三群人。
We see this group like the group gathered this morning. We see Christians and we see these people belong to Jesus. They're Christians.
我们看到第一组是都是基督徒是属于神的。
And then we see these people over here, and these are really bad people. They are lost. They are on their way to hell.
另一组是不信耶稣的，他们在下沉的一群人。
But then it's easy for us to think there's this kind of middle group of people.
很容易我们看到有在这两者中间有一群人。
And no, they're not really Christians. They don't really believe in Jesus, but they're not too bad.
他们虽然不是虔诚的基督徒，但是呢，他们也没坏到那个程度。
They're just kind of nice people.
他们是很好的人。
But the Bible never sees three groups of people.
但圣经上从来不认为没有看到三
群人。It always sees only two groups of people.
只有两群人。
Either we belong to Jesus or we do not belong to Jesus.
一群是属于耶稣，另一群不属于耶稣。
Either we are lost or we are found.
或者说我们失落了，或者说我们被寻见。
Either we're walking in the darkness or we're following the light.
一群是在黑暗中，一群是在光明之处。
Either we're headed for death or we're headed for light.
一群是奔向死亡，一群是得着生命。
Helping people know Jesus is not just helping people have a little better life.
帮助人们不真实是得着一点点的生命。
No, bringing people to Jesus means dead people are becoming alive.
是把死的人带到活的光景中。
Because before we know Jesus, we are dead in our sin.
我们认识耶稣之前，我们在灵里是死亡的。
And Jesus gives us life.
耶稣给了我们生命。
So when Jesus sees people, no wonder he sees with compassion.
这是为什么他看着带着怜悯来看众人。
Because he sees them in a lost condition, knowing they need a savior.
他看到了我们失落的光景，我们需要的是他的救赎。
So it says he began to teach them many things.
然后耶稣就开始教训众人。
He did two things for them.
他又为他们做了两件事情。
He taught them many things.
他跟他们讲述了很多的真理。
And then he gave them food to eat.
然后并且还满足了他们饥饿的需求，给他们吃的。
He met their physical needs and their spiritual needs.
满足了他们两种需求，一种是物理的需求，还有一种是属灵里的需求。
And we're to do the same.
我们也是要学习耶稣做同样的事。
We're to care about people's life.
我们介意的是人们的生命。
To care about their physical life.
同时也介意他们世界的需求。
And to care about their spiritual life.
更是关怀他们属灵的这个属灵的光景，生命。
People don't really care what you know until they know that you care about them.
人们更多的介意当你知道他的时候，他更愿意去知道你，去了解。
They don't really care your message of Jesus. They don't really care what you know until they know that you really care about them.
他们只有对你讲的信息感兴趣，当他们知道你介意他们的时候，他会更感兴趣。
And when you really care about them, then they'll begin to be interested in what you know about Jesus.
所以当他觉得被介意的时候，他愿意去了解你所讲述的事，关于耶稣。
How do you see people?
我们怎么看人？
Do you see people like Jesus sees people with compassion?
我们是和耶稣一样的看人，带着怜悯去看人吗？
We're in Mark chapter 6, but a couple of chapters over is in Mark chapter 8.
在马可第六章，还有在第八章。
And in a couple of chapters over in Mark chapter 8, there's another miracle that Jesus does.
在第八马可福音第八章也有耶稣行了另一个神迹。
Mark chapter 8, verse 22 through 26.
马可第八章22到26节。
It says they came to Bethsaida, and some people brought a blind man and begged Jesus to touch him.
他们来到伯塞大，有人带着一个瞎子来求耶稣摸他。
He took the blind man by the hand and led him outside the village. When he had spit on the man's eyes and put his hands on him, Jesus asked, "Do you see anything?"
耶稣拉着瞎子的手，领他到村外，用唾沫抹在他眼睛上，按手在他身上，问他说：“你看见什么了？”
He looked up and said, "I see people. They look like trees walking around."
他抬头一看说我看见人了他们好像树木并且行走。
Once more, Jesus put his hands on the man's eyes. Then his eyes were opened, his sight was restored, and he saw everything clearly.
然后耶稣又按手在他眼睛上，他定睛一看，就复了原，样样看得清清楚楚。
This is another amazing miracle.
这是另一个非常奇妙的神迹。
And one reason this miracle is amazing is because Jesus had to touch him twice.
是原因之一是耶稣摸了他两次。
I wonder why Jesus had to touch him twice.
为什么耶稣需要第二次再去摸他呢？
I mean, wasn't once enough?
一次难道说还不够吗？
Did Jesus kind of fail the first time?
是不是耶稣第一次没有成功呢？
I mean, I thought Jesus could always do something, couldn't he?
我想耶稣总是一次就能成功，如果他。
And this is a very unique miracle because every other miracle, Jesus just touches one time and a person's healed.
所有其他的神迹都是一次，触摸一次就成了。
Or Jesus just says a word one time and the miracle occurs.
或者耶稣只是说一次，那个神迹就发生了。
But this miracle, it seems the first time does not work, does it?
但这次好像是第一次，这个第一神迹一次不灵。
I wonder why.
那为什么呢？耶稣为什么？
Because I know with God all things are possible.
神无事不能。
So I wonder why Jesus had to take two times to touch this man.
但这次为什么神要触摸他两次？
Well, I have studied this miracle very, very carefully.
那我非常仔细地读了。
I have read many books about this miracle.
然后我查了很多的参考。
I've even looked up the Greek language words about this miracle.
我甚至读过希腊文来找这个神迹。
And I'll tell you my conclusion why Jesus had to touch twice.
那我想跟大家分享为什么耶稣要触摸他两次。
I have no idea.
我不知道。
I don't know why Jesus had to touch him twice.
我不知道神耶稣为什么要摸他两次。
Because I know he could just do it once.
但是我知道他如果想的话一次就可以。
But he touches him twice.
但是他触摸了他两次。
I don't know why Jesus did two times.
我不知道为什么触摸他两次。
But I do know this.
但是我却知道。
It is easy for me to see people like a tree.
对我来讲我看着人们像在我周围的一些树很容易。
And I know I need to be touched again by Jesus to see people clearly.
我知道我需要耶稣再来触摸我好让我看到不是树那是需要怜悯的人。
How do you see people?
你们怎样看我们怎样看人。
It is easy to see people like trees.
我们非常容易看人们就像我们周围的树。
If you see a tree, you see life.
你看到了树，你虽然是知道它是有生命的。
But nobody I need to talk to.
但是没有人去跟一棵树去讲话。
I don't talk to trees, do you?
我本人也不会跟树去讲
话。Oh, I know there's some people that talk to plants. I know that.
我知道有些人可能跟植物去对话。
But I'm not one of those people. I don't talk to trees.
但是我从来不跟植物去讲话。
I have never one time shared the gospel with a tree.
我从来没有跟树去分享。
I see there's something alive there, but nobody I need to talk to.
我知道他们也是有生命，但是呢，不是我要去讲的对象。
I don't need to sacrifice my life for a tree.
我也不会为树去。
I don't need to give to a tree. I don't need to give something to a tree.
我也不需要给他什么别的东西。
And I have never.Baptized a tree.
我也从来没有为树施浸。
Oh, I poured a little water on them before, but I've never baptized one.
我给他们浇水，但那并不是施浸。
It is easy for me to see people like trees.
对我们很容易会看着人像看到树。
If they're in my way, I cut them down.
如果他妨碍了我行走，那可能会把他砍倒。
If it's hot, I might stand under them for shade. What can that tree do for me?
对，如果热的时候会站到树下乘凉，那时候会想树能为我做什么。
But I never open up this book and tell the tree about Jesus Christ.
但是我从来没打开这个跟像神讲的，对像对树一样。
I need to be touched again by Jesus.
所以呢，我为了要不看着人像看树，我需要神再触摸我一次。
To have my eyes opened.
让我的眼睛能够看得清楚，能够打开。
So I can see people clearly.
所以我可以看到这是人我身边的。
So I can see people the way Jesus sees people.
我好看人像耶稣看人一样。
And Jesus sees people with compassion.
耶稣看我们带着怜悯。
Because he knows. He knows they're like people, like sheep without a shepherd.
那他知道，他认识到了我们像是一群没有牧人的羊。
He sees them in a lost condition.
我们是失落的。
And he knows he's the savior.
他知道他是我们的救赎。
So he has compassion on them.
所以他对我们有怜悯。
How do you see people?
我们是怎样看待人呢？
Jesus sees with compassion.
耶稣带着怜悯来看我们。
The second thing I want us to notice is that Jesus gives tests.
第二个就是耶稣也去试炼。
The disciples are saying, we need something to eat.
当门徒提醒说我需要吃的时候。
And they're saying to Jesus, send the people away so they can get something to eat.
那门徒对耶稣说啊，让人们分散开，他们好去自己寻吃的。
In verse 37, Jesus says, you give them something to eat.
第37节说你给他们吃的。
And we know from the Gospel of John that when Jesus said this, it says Jesus did this to test them.
我们知道从那个约翰福音看到是耶稣说这个的时候哦不是对那个杖说的是要试探他们。
It's a test. It's a test. Will they look at their own power or will they look at Jesus' power?
看他们是愿意依靠人的力量呢还是要仰望神的力量。
Will they only look at what they have or will they look at what Jesus can do?
是看到只看到手中他们已经有的呢还是要仰望神看神能做什么
Will they look at a human solution to the problem or will they look at a divine solution to the problem?
是看我们神我们人的这个解决方案呢还是寻求神的这个
Jesus sometimes will give you a test.
耶稣有时候会试炼我们。
He will not give you a temptation, but he will give you a test.
他不会给我们诱惑，但是会给我们一些试炼，不会试探我们，但是会试炼我们。
Later in the Bible, it says God does not tempt us.
神从来不会试探我们。
A temptation is to drag us down.
试探是让我们下沉。
A test is to build us up.
试炼呢是让我们成长。
If you're a student, you have to take tests.
那我们如果我们都知道在学校我们要测试，要参加测试。
If you're a teacher, you give tests.
那个我们的老师教授是给我们出题测试
that's to make you stronger
他是为了让我们学习为了让我们成长
I know when I was a kid if there was never any tests I would never study right
是从来我们不会考我们没学过的东西
a test is to build you up
是建造我们
and Jesus will sometimes give you tests
耶稣又时常会给我们建造我们的
so when a test comes your way where do you look?
如果我们遇到试炼的时候，我们怎么看待
？Do you look just at your own strength, or do you look to Jesus?
我们依靠的是什么？我们是靠自己呢
？When the test comes, where do you look? Do you search the internet for an answer?
当我们遇到这个测试的时候，我们怎么去寻求
？Do you ask seven of your friends and take a vote?
你问七个朋友让他们投票吗？给你答案
？Or do you look to Jesus?
或者我们愿意去寻求神
You look to his word
去从他的话语里边寻求
You look to his promises
就从他的承诺里边去寻求
And you hang on to those promises
并且我们要紧紧地握住神给我们的承诺给我们立的约
Jesus will give you tests
耶稣会给我们神会给我们一些试炼
Where do you look?
我们到哪里去寻求答案
Do you look to Jesus?
我们是否去寻求神
A third thing we see in this miracle, obviously, is that Jesus does have miraculous power.
我们第三点是我们看到我们的耶稣确实有巨大的能力。
This is an amazing miracle, isn't it?
这是一个非常神奇的一个神迹。
There are 5,000 men plus women and children in this miracle.
不是个五千人，而是五千个家庭，有五千个男人，加上有女的，还有孩子。
And they not only saw the miracle, they touched the miracle.
他不单单是听说了这个神迹，他们实际在经历了神的神迹。
And they not only touched the miracle, they ate the miracle.
他不但是经历了，他们实际实实在在的吃到了这个神迹的结果。
And they not only ate the miracle, they ate enough where it says they were satisfied, they had enough.
他不单单只是品尝到了，而且并且他们都得到了饱足。
Jesus' miracle were not some kind of tricks under the table.
耶稣的神迹不是说在桌子底下变一个小魔术。
Jesus' miracles were out in the open, out in public for people to witness.
耶稣的神迹是在公众的众目之下，大家都能看到。
And this miracle, they saw it, they touched it, and they ate, and they were satisfied.
所以呢，众人都看到了，摸到了。吃了，并且还得了饱足。
It is an incredible miracle.
实在是一个非常非常奇妙的神迹。
Several years ago, a Chinese student that I was teaching the Bible to, he was not a Christian.
在几年以前，有个中国的非基督徒的一个学生。
And he told me, he said, one reason I'm not a Christian is because Jesus did so many things I cannot do.
一个原因我不信耶稣，是因为耶稣做了一些我不能做的事。
And I said, well, that's interesting because one reason I am a Christian is because Jesus did so many things I cannot do.
我跟他分享的是正好相反，我信耶稣唯一的原因是耶稣做了很多我不能做的事。
Yes, Jesus was a man, but he's more than a man.
耶稣是一个人，但是呢，他不仅仅是一个人。
Yes, he's fully man. He got hungry like we get hungry.
他是一个完全的人。
But he's also the one who can take a little food and feed thousands, and none of us can do that.
但是他也能显现这样的神迹，但是我们任何人都做不到的神迹。
And his miracles prove to us that his promises are true.
这个神迹给我们证明了他的承诺是真实的。
Jesus made incredible claims.
耶稣在这里给我们确保了很多非常一个神奇的。
But his actions prove that his claims are true.
但是他的宣告在这里被他的神迹证明是真实的。
Anybody can make incredible claims.
每个人我们都可以宣布一些事，宣告一些事。
We could say we could do anything.
我们有时候会自吹我能做任何的事。
But can we prove our claims by our action?
但是我们能不能为我们所说的都负责？我们能够去实现我们所。
And one of the claims that Jesus made, he said, "I am the bread of life."
耶稣有一个他宣称是我。是生命的粮。
You eat of me, you'll never be hungry again.
你如果吃了这个粮，你就永远不饿。
Now that is an incredible claim.
这是一个非常非常神奇的一个宣告。
But his miracles prove that his claims are true.
但这个神迹确实确据了耶稣的宣告是真实的。
The one who can take a couple of fish sandwich and feed thousands, it shows that his claims are true.
几片饼和两条小鱼，他就能喂饱了五千个家庭。
That he is the bread of life.
他就是生命的粮。
He has miraculous power.
他有巨大的能力，来自神的能力。
Have you seen his power at work in your life?
我们是不是都看到他的能力在我们生命当中？
Have you had those experiences with God that you know it's only God can do that?
我们是否经历过一些事情只有神可以做的事在我们的生命当中？
I want to share one of those experiences in my life.
我想给大家分享我其中的之一一个。
A few years ago, I was in one part of China, one area of China, and I was having a house church leaders training.
有一次在中国一个地方，做一些那个家庭教会的那个带领者的训练。
And we had spent several days together in the Word of God and in prayer.
我们在一起来学习，来祷告，有几天的时间。
We were almost finished, and they know I'm going to another area to do the same thing.
当快结束的时候，大家都知道我要离开这个小组，到别的地方去训练。
And when these leaders found out the area I was going to, they told me, "Don't go there."
当他知道我要去的地方，他们提醒我不要去那边。
They said, "Right now, that area is too sensitive."
那个地方可能政治上比较敏感。
They said, "We know there's been Christians arrested there."
那有基督徒被捕在那个地区。
And so it's not safe to go there right now.
所以那个地方并不安全。
So they said, "Please don't go there."
请不要去那个地方。
So I'm not sure what I should do.
我当时不知道我该如何去做。
Because I know this area is already planning for me to come.
那因为已经计划了，是他们在等待我要我去。
So I told these brothers and sisters, well, I said I will call them and ask them if I should still come.
是我跟提醒我的弟兄说，我跟他们会联系一下，看看怎么回事。
So I called them and talked to them.
然后打了个电话。
And they said, yeah, come, we're planning on it.
他们说，请你来，我们在等待你。
So I did. I went ahead and went to this area.
所以我就去了。
And when they met me, the first thing they did was take me to the police department.
他们让我不得其解，他们把我带到警察局去。
And they took me to the vice director of the police department of that area.
副局长，去见了一下那个警察局的副局长。
And we just had a talk together.
我们有一些对话，我们。
And after the talk, that vice director said, "I'm going to make a temporary law while you're here."
那个副局长说的，哦，因为你在这儿，我修改一下这个我们的法规。
He said, "I'm going to make a law that you will be protected while you're here."
给你个例外，你在这是被保护，你是安全的，在这。
And he said, "You need some transportation to get around, don't you?"
你是不是还需要一些交通好
带着你？So he said, "I will have a police car for you with a policeman to drive you around."
我会派一部警车带着你去训练。
So I rode in the police car to go to house church meetings.
我就坐着这个警车去这个训练。
And then he would take me to another place where we're having a meeting to train leaders.
说他们也用警车把我又带到另外一个地方。
And of course, many times we're late.
但有时候会晚。
So he turns on the lights and the siren to go.
他这样会把那个警灯给打亮，这样好走得快一些。
That's only God, isn't it?
这个是不是看到了神迹？只有神能做这样的
事。I couldn't plan those things.
这些事我事先完全没有想到。
We are in the hands of God.
我们是在神的手中。
And sometimes it may be dangerous, but we're in the hands of God.
有时候可能危险，但是呢，这所有这一切都在神的掌
管之中。And that is the safe place to be.
这是本来是不安全的，结果变成了是最安全的地方。
Oh, I'm not saying it will never mean prison. Some people, some brothers and sisters are in prison right now.
我不是说就是他们都没有遭遇，但有一些确实弟兄姐妹在监狱的。
But we're in the hands of the all-powerful God. That's the safe place to be.
那我们是在神的掌管，在他的手中，那是最安全的，他的手中。
Jesus has power.
我们的神，我们的耶稣有神的能力。
The fourth thing I want us to notice is that Jesus is thankful.
我们第四件想分享的，我们的神有一颗感恩的，带着感恩。
When Jesus received this food, he looked up to the Father and was thankful to the Father.
当耶稣拿到这五饼二鱼的时候，他仰望天，先祝谢。
He was thankful for what he had.
他为他手中有的五饼二鱼而感恩。
Sometimes I think, sometimes it's easy for us to spend so much time asking God for what we don't have, right?
有时候我们会花很多的时间和神求，与神求我们手中没有的东西。
Instead of thanking God for what He's already blessed us.
但是我们有时候会疏忽了，会忘记了去感谢神，我们手中已经拥有的。
And He thanked God publicly.
他当众感谢神。
And today we're still witnessing Jesus being thankful for the food.
我们今天我们还在见证，在看到耶稣为这个事的感恩。
Why do Christians pray before we eat food?
为什么我们基督徒要歇饭祷告呢？
I mean, even if we don't pray, we still eat, don't we?
我们如果不祷告，我们也能吃饱，也可以吃。
I mean, before you were a Christian, you ate some food, didn't you?
在你变成为基督徒之前，我们同样也是吃饭的。
After you became a Christian, you still ate food.
然后我们受洗以后，基督徒以后我们还是吃。
So why thank God for food?
为什么要感谢神赐
给我们食物？ We're going to eat whether we thank God or not, right?
我们反正也要吃嘛，为什么还要感恩？
But when we thank God, we acknowledge and realize where the blessing is from.
当我们感恩的时候，我们知道这些祝福是从何而来。
Before we knew God, we didn't know where the blessing was from.
当我们认识神之前，我们不知道这些祝福是从何而来。
So we thank God.
所以我们得着祝福，我们要感谢神赐给我们的。
It's like when I was a kid, I didn't think about who pays the electricity bill.
我小的时候我从来不会去想这电费是谁付。
I just turn the lights on, I don't care.
我只是把灯打开我也不去关。
And I didn't know who paid the water bill. I didn't know there was a water bill. I just, you know, turned on the faucet.
我也不知道水费谁来付我只是把打开我都忘记关一声。
But after I left my parents' home, I lived on my own, I found out, oh, somebody has to pay the electricity bill.
当我离开父母的时候我马上就意识到了有人得付这个账单。
And so,After realizing more what they had done for me, I was more grateful to them.
所以当那个时候我意识到了他们为我所做的一切，所以我就更加带着对他们感恩的心。
I realized they had provided for me.
我知道他们给我提供了这些服务。
And I was so thankful for their taking care of me.
所以我就带着一颗感恩的，感谢他们照顾这一切。
When we become a Christian, we realize God is the provider of everything.
当我们成为得救以后我们知道神确实给我们祝福
The reason your heart is beating right now is not because of you, it's because of God.
我们每个人的心都在跳不是因为我们个人的能力而是神的祝福
The reason you're breathing air right now is not because of you, it's because of God.
同样我们的呼吸也是一样的
So we realize the blessings are from God.
我们知道这所有都是神给我们的祝福
So when my five children were little, they went around the house turning on the lights, and I went around the house turning off the lights, right?
我们都知道，孩子可能把灯打开，我们跟在后边又把灯关上。
Are you thankful?
我们感恩吗？
Oh, not just for a holiday coming up, but are you thankful to God?
并不是因为感恩节的，只是因为感恩节的到来，我们所有的都要感恩。
To be thankful for what He's already blessed you with.
所以为神已经给我们的祝福，我们献上我们的感恩。
The fifth thing I want us to notice about this miracle is that Jesus can take our little and bless many with it.
第五点我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的是，耶稣可以拿到把我们很少的变成很多的祝福。我们
the fish sandwiches seem so small, but in the hands of Jesus, it can bless many.
五饼二鱼看来是很少很少，可是呢，经过了神的手，变得
可以祝福很多。How many loaves do you have?
所以问的问题是，你有多少饼
？It's not so much how little or how much you have. It's will we give it to the hands of Jesus?
不在于你已经有了多少，而在于你是否把它给神。
Because in the hands of Jesus, many people can be blessed.
因为靠我们自己不行，但是在神的手中，他可以祝福更多的人。
If I keep it to myself, there's just enough for one person.
如果说的五饼二鱼，我们放在我们自己不给神，只能够
一个人。But if I give it into the hands of Jesus, He can take it and bless many.
但是经历了神的祝福，他能够祝福更多的人。
30 years ago, we had many Cambodian refugees come to my town.
30年以前有很多柬埔寨的难民来到了这个哥伦比亚。
And those Cambodian refugees had nothing.
他们真是一贫如洗，入洗。
They only had the clothes they were wearing when they came.
他们来的时候只有身上穿的衣服，别的啥也没有。
Most of them were not educated at all, even in their own language.
有的甚至在他们没有受过任何的教育。
So many of them were illiterate to read their own language, let alone to read English.
他们任何都不能读，连他自己国的语言都不能阅读。
So when these refugees came, we began to try to help them.
当他们来了以后，我们试图帮助他们。
And different Christians, we provided clothes for them and tried to help them have enough to eat.
给他们一些食物，给他们一些穿衣服。
And we tried to help them find jobs.
帮助他们找工作。
And we taught them English.
教给他们英语。
So we tried to help them physically.
我们帮助他们一些实际的需求。
But we also want to help them spiritually.
但是我们也同时也需要他们灵里的。
So we brought them to a church, to an American church.
我们把他带到了一些美国的教会。
But they could understand nothing.
他们不懂，因为他们没有受过教育。
So we decided to start a Cambodian church.
所以我们就决定开始一个柬埔寨语的教会。
And so they would come to the church.
他来到柬埔寨语的教会。
But I was the teacher.
我是教他们。
And my Chinese is 怎么那么不好？
我的中文都不怎么样。
But my Chinese is much better than my Cambodian.
但是虽然我中文不好，但是还比柬埔寨语好很多。
I couldn't speak any Cambodian.
我不能讲任何的柬埔寨语。
So how can I teach?
我如何教他们呢
？Well, there was one man who was a Christian.
有一个基督徒。
And his English was not bad.
他的英语并不坏。
He had become a Christian in a refugee camp in Thailand before he came to America.
哦，他在泰兰，在泰国受的洗，然后来到了美国。
And he could communicate in English pretty well.
嗯，他可以用英语沟通。
His name was Hun.
他名字叫 Hun.
And he would be the best translator.
他是最好的翻译在当时。
But there was one problem.
但有一个问题。
Hun was deaf.
哦 ，Hun 他听力不好，他听不见，耳聋。
So how could he be a translator?
他听不见的话怎么翻译呢
？So we taught by me writing a sentence on the board.
当时他翻译时，我写到这个黑板上。
And then he would translate it into Cambodian.
他念我黑板上写的给大家翻译。
And we did that over and over and over and over again.
那我们就反复的用这种方式让他来翻译。
And we praise God that many of those in that group became Christian.
也我们当时也是为那些人来祷告，让他们成为能够得救。
But Hun had a very difficult life.
但这个 Hun 这个弟兄，他的生活也很艰难。
He lost his hearing during the war in Cambodia.
哦，在那个柬埔寨战争的时候，他耳朵失聪了。
So it was very difficult for him to find a job in America.
因为他耳聋，所以很难找到工作。
And he had a wife to take care of.
他还需家有自己的太太要照顾。
And he had three small children, three small boys to take care of.
还有三个小儿子要照顾。
And so it was a hard life for Hun.
但他的生活是很艰难艰辛。
But every Sunday he would come to our worship service.
但是每主日他都会来敬拜。
And every Sunday he would bring an envelope.
他每敬拜每主日都会拿一个信封。
And in the envelope was always the either $1 or $2.
里边一块或者两块钱奉献。
And he would give that envelope as an offering to God.
他把这一两块钱献给。
And every Sunday he wrote a sentence on the outside of the envelope.
每周他会写一句话信封。
And every Sunday the sentence was the same.
每次都是一样的话。
The sentence said, "My little."
这话说。
Is much if God is in it.
我的奉献虽然渺小，但是因着神，它可以变，让通过神变得很大。
My little is much if God is in it.
我的奉献很少，可是借着神的手，它能变得巨大。
How many loaves do you have?
你有多少饼？
Oh, we might think.Oh, if I was just more talented, then I would really serve God.
我们有时候会说啊，如果我有更多的才能，可能我会更好的来服
侍。If I just had more money, then I could give a lot of money to God.
也是，如果我有更多的钱，那我可以做更多的奉献，做更大的事。
But the question is, what is in your hands today?
今天你手有多少？有多少饼
？It may not be as much as you'd like to give to God, but if you give your little.Into the hands of Jesus, it can bless many.
但并不在于你有很多要给，但是借着耶稣，借着神，你的微小会变得巨大。
Hun and his family moved away. They lived in Colombia for about 7 years, and then they moved to California.
这一家刚才说的这家弟兄，他们在哥伦比亚住了七年，然后他们搬到了加利福尼亚。
I lost touch with them.
我就跟他从此就失去联系了。
I never heard from them.
我从来没有听到他。
But 10 years ago, I was giving a lecture at our university.
那是30年以前的事，十年以前，当我在有一次在讲道的时候。
And after the lecture, a young man came down to talk to me.
我讲完道以后，有一个年轻人上来跟我讲话。
And he asked me if I was Randy, and I said yes.
他问我你是不是 Randy？ 我说是。
And I said, but who are you？
但你是谁呢？你叫什么
？And that young man.Was one of Hun's little boys.
那个年轻人是 Hun 当时那个弟兄的三个儿子之一，已经长大了。
He was a very strong Christian.
他是一个非常非常的敬虔的基督徒。
And he was working on a PhD in his study.
他在读他的 PhD 博士。
And when I saw him and talked to him, I couldn't help but think of those envelopes that Hun had given to God.
当我看到他的时候，我就会不仅会想起当时那个信封。
What do you have in your hand that you can give to God?
你手里有什么？ 你能够做的。
A sixth thing I want us to notice is that Jesus gives to his disciples in order that they might give to others.
第六点我想跟弟兄姐妹分享的是耶稣能 给他的门徒以至于他的门徒好给更多的更多的人。
Jesus took the little food and he thanked God and then he gave it to his disciples and their job was to give it to others.
耶稣 祝谢以后把这五饼二鱼给门徒然后门徒再传给众人。
Their job was not to keep it to themselves.
这些门徒他们要做的不是说把耶稣传来的饼和鱼放在自己的怀中。
I mean, they were hungry too, right?
他们也是饿了当时也是饥饿。
But their job was not to, oh, Jesus, this is really good fish.
他也不是说哦只是来自己来欣赏耶稣给他们。
And can I have a little bit more, Jesus?
能不能再多给我一些我好把它都吃了。
And just finally, okay, I think that's enough.
最终呢他停下了什么也不做了哎我吃饱了因为。是不是这样呢
No, their job was not to keep it to themselves.
他们耶稣用他们不是让他们仅仅他们吃饱。
Their job was to give it to others.
而是通过他们给更多的人祝福更多的人。
The love of God is not to keep to yourself.
神给我们的爱不是为了让我们仅仅留在我们里边。
Oh yes, yes, receive all the love of God you can, but give it away.
我们当然是可以接受，要接受神给我们的爱，但是呢，我们要去分享，要给更把神的祝福给更多的人。
Receive the grace of God, but give it away.
神的恩典。我们跟别人要去分享。
Receive the truth of God, but give it away.
我们要分享我们得着的真理。从神那里。
This good news was never meant just to keep to myself.
这本书这神的话从来不是只是留在我们自己里边。
It's always meant to give it away.
神的意思是让我们和众人去分享。
So we're to receive from Jesus in order to give to others.
我们收到的目的是为了去分享。
And not just to give it to the people on the front row.
不仅仅是前排的。
Not just keep giving it back and forth to the same people.
不是在前排同一个人传来传去。
But we're to make sure everybody gets the blessing from Jesus.
我们要把这个祝福，把这个话语要传给每一个人，更众多的人。
Are you a disciple of Jesus?
我们，你们是门徒，我们是门徒吗？
Then receive all you can from Jesus.
我们会接受到尽多的从神那里得到。
But please.
但是。
Please don't.Keep it to yourself.
我们所收到的不要仅仅是留在我们里边。
Give it to another hungry person.
我们得着的食物要跟饿的人去分享。
There's enough love for all.
得着爱要跟需要爱的人去分享。
There's no shortage of God's love.
神的爱从来不会缺乏。
You can receive it, you can give it, but you'll still have more.
你收到了，你要去分享。越是这样，你得着的越多。
In fact, you'll have more left over than you had at the beginning.
因为这样做，我们剩下的比可能你当初的还要多，要丰富。
When they started with just a little bit, and they ended up with 12 basketfuls left over.
我们知道五饼二鱼最终剩下的还有十二箩筐。
And that brings us to the seventh and last thing: Jesus will satisfy.
所以这样就是耶稣他会满足我们
40,
让我们饱足。
In verse 42, it just says, they all ate and were satisfied.
他们都吃了并且吃饱。
His supply exceeded the demand.
神给我们的供应超出了他们需要的。
There's no shortage of his love.
从来不会缺乏。
There's enough for all.
足够每个人都够了。
And he will satisfy our hearts.
他会满足我们的心。让我们的心得着饱足。
Do you want peace, real peace?
我们是不是都需要真的平安？
You'll find it in Jesus. He will satisfy your heart.
我们会在耶稣里、基督里发现。
Do you want love, true love? You'll find it in Jesus.
我们需要神真的爱吗？我会在他里边发现。
And you even gain by giving.
如果我们分享，我们会得的更多。
You'll be blessed when you give.
我们会得着祝福。
He will satisfy your heart.
他会让我们的心得饱足。
So my question this morning is, how many loaves do you have?
所以我要提问的问题是，你有多少饼？你手中
？Will you give it to the hands?
你会把它放给耶稣，放到他的手中
He can take your little and bless many.
他会得从我们手中拿过这些很少的，而去祝福更多的。
And he will satisfy your soul.
他会让我们得着饱足。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Oh God, we cannot thank you enough for the power of Jesus Christ.
主，我们实在是不可能有更多的感谢献给你。
And we cannot thank you enough for the love of Jesus Christ.
我们真是没有办法来描述你对我们的爱。
Thank you that you see people with compassion.
我们感谢你看我们这些人带着你的怜悯。
And thank you that you see every person in this room with compassion.
你也是看我们在座的每一位带着你的怜悯。
And God, we ask you that you touch our eyes again.
主啊，我们求你再一次的触摸我们的眼睛。
That we might see people clearly.
好让我们能够看清我们身边的人。
That we might see people the way Jesus sees people.
好让我们看着人的时候以你的眼目来看这些。
That we might see people with your compassion.
好让我们看人也带着你的怜悯。
And God, I pray that we would give everything we have into your hands.
主啊，我们愿意把我们手中所有的都交在你的手中。
May we not keep it to ourselves, Father, but may we give it to you.
不是我们留在我们当留在留给自己，而是要交在你的手中。
And we know that a boy's lunch is just a boy's lunch in our hands.
我知道这一点点在我们手中只会是那一点点。
But we know in the hands of Jesus, you can bless many with it.
但是在神的手中你可以祝福众多的人。
So Father, help us to receive all that we can from you in order to give it to others.
主啊，我们求你让我们得着来自你的丰富，好让我们能与众多的人去分享。
Father, we know there's a world that needs Jesus, the bread of life.
主啊，这个世界需求你生命的粮。
And may we give Jesus to others.
让我们借着耶稣我们能够更多的人。
I pray this in the name of Jesus.
奉主耶稣的名祷告 ，Amen。